Great Australian Fishing Stories, written by Paul Kidd and read by Paul Kidd.
It was a big fish. No, not big, it was huge. And if it wasn't for the 1 metre sickle tail slicing the water about 5 metres back from the bait, we probably wouldn't have even known it was there at all, because we were trolling blind into the sun with the glare on the water. But it was there, and by the way it was crawling all over our scad bait, we were in for some hot action. I looked at the skipper on the flying bridge for a second opinion. "She's a horse," he mumbled. "Hope the bastard eats." It did. And if we got it alongside the boat, it was my job to kill it. I was crewing on a special charter out of Cairns with the world-famous black marlin skipper, Captain Dennis Brazaka Wallace. I'd met and fished with Brazaka 25 years earlier in a Cairns light tackle tournament, and we'd become good friends then. Legend has it that he was raised by the local natives and his nickname is Koori for Wild Man. I never bothered to find out any different. That legend suited me just fine. We retained our friendship over the years while pursuing our fishing careers, but going in different directions. I chose to write about my passion while Brazaka went on to become one of the world's best black marlin captains. In a career spanning 25 years, Brazaka's captured and tagged and released thousands of black marlin, including more than 100 that would have weighed in excess of the benchmark 1,000 pounds. Brazaka chartered for and became like a son to the late Lee Marvin. Over 12 seasons, Brazaka and Lee weighed 13 granders and tagged at least a dozen more that would have made it. One of them was a bewildering 1,320 pounds. Boy, that's a lot of sashimi. Brazaka and I kept in touch, and whenever he was in Sydney or I was in Cairns, we'd get together for a beer. So it came as no great surprise when he rang and asked if I'd like to spend 10 days out with him on the Great Barrier Reef during peak marlin time. Of course I would. What was the catch? Seeing as he hadn't killed a marlin in 8 years and he only required the services of one deckhand to let them go, he was in a spot. Brazaka's charter for the 10 days, a Texan, wanted to take a big fish. He'd fished with Brazaka for 5 seasons and had released hundreds of fish, including a few that would have been more than a grand. This season, he wanted to kill one and have it mounted on his wall.